4. The blessing of a skinned knee, using Jewish teachings to raise self-reliant children. By Wendy Mogul. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Blessing of a Skinned Knee, Using Jewish Teachings to Raise Self-Reliant Children by Wendy Mogul is a book that provides parents with guidance on how to raise their children in a way that is both loving and supportive, while also teaching them to be independent and self-reliant. The book is divided into three sections: The Blessing of a Skinned Knee, The Blessing of a Skinned Heart, and The Blessing of a Skinned Soul. In the first section, Mogul discusses the importance of teaching children to take responsibility for their actions and to be independent. She also emphasizes the importance of setting limits and providing structure for children, as well as the importance of allowing them to make mistakes and learn from them. In the second section, Mogul focuses on the importance of teaching children to be compassionate and understanding of others, as well as the importance of teaching them to be honest and to respect authority. In the third section, Mogul discusses the importance of teaching children to be spiritually aware and to have a sense of purpose in life. She also emphasizes the importance of teaching children to be resilient and to have a strong sense of self-worth. Throughout the book, Mogul draws on Jewish teachings to illustrate her points and provide examples of how to raise children in a way that is both loving and supportive. The Blessing of a Skinned Knee is an invaluable resource for parents who want to raise their children in a way that is both loving and supportive, while also teaching them to be independent and self-reliant. Mogul's advice is practical and easy to follow, and her use of Jewish teachings to illustrate her points makes the book even more meaningful. The book is an essential read for any parent who wants to raise their children in a way that is both loving and supportive, while also teaching them to be independent and self-reliant. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Blessing of a Skinned Knee. Parents should strive to raise children who are self-reliant and independent, and this can be achieved by using Jewish teachings. Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of teaching children to be responsible for their own actions and to take ownership of their mistakes. The Blessing of a Skinned Knee is a book that encourages parents to use Jewish teachings to raise self-reliant children. According to the book, Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of teaching children to be responsible for their own actions and to take ownership of their mistakes. This is done by allowing children to experience the consequences of their actions, rather than shielding them from the consequences. This helps children to learn from their mistakes and become more independent and self-reliant. The book also encourages parents to provide guidance and support to their children, while still allowing them to make their own decisions and take responsibility for their actions. By doing this, children learn to be independent and self-reliant, and they are better prepared to face the challenges of life. The Blessing of a Skinned Knee also encourages parents to be patient and understanding with their children. It emphasizes the importance of allowing children to make mistakes and learn from them, rather than punishing them for their mistakes. This helps children to develop resilience and self-confidence, and it also helps them to develop a sense of responsibility and ownership for their actions. The book also encourages parents to provide a safe and nurturing environment for their children, where they can explore and learn without fear of punishment or criticism. Overall, The Blessing of a Skinned Knee is an excellent resource for parents who want to raise self-reliant children. It provides practical advice on how to use Jewish teachings to help children become independent and self-reliant. By following the advice in this book, parents can help their children to become more responsible and self-reliant, and better prepared to face the challenges of life. Main idea number 2. The power of limits. Setting limits for children is an important part of parenting, and it is important to set limits that are both reasonable and consistent. Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of setting limits that are appropriate for the child's age and development level, and that are enforced with love and understanding. The power of limits is an important concept in parenting. Setting limits for children helps them to understand boundaries and to learn how to make responsible decisions. Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of setting limits that are appropriate for the child's age and development level, and that are enforced with love and understanding. This helps children to develop self-discipline and to learn how to make responsible decisions. It also helps them to understand that there are consequences for their actions, and that they must take responsibility for their choices. When setting limits, it is important to be consistent and to explain the reasons for the limits. This helps children to understand why the limits are in place and to respect them. It is also important to be flexible and to adjust the limits as the child grows and develops. This helps children to understand that limits are not arbitrary, but are based on their age and development level. The power of limits is an important part of parenting, and it is important to set limits that are both reasonable and consistent. Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of setting limits that are appropriate for the child's age and development level, and that are enforced with love and understanding. This helps children to develop self-discipline and to learn how to make responsible decisions. Main idea number 3. The value of self-reliance. Self-reliance is an important part of Jewish teachings, and it is important to teach children to be independent and to take responsibility for their own actions. Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of teaching children to be self-reliant and to take ownership of their mistakes. Self-reliance is an important part of Jewish teachings, and it is important to teach children to be independent and to take responsibility for their own actions. Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of teaching children to be self-reliant and to take ownership of their mistakes. Self-reliance is a key part of developing a strong sense of self-worth and self-confidence. It is important to teach children to be independent and to make decisions for themselves, rather than relying on others to make decisions for them. This will help them to develop the skills and confidence to make their own decisions and to take responsibility for their actions. Teaching children to be self-reliant also helps them to develop problem-solving skills. When children are faced with a problem, they can use their own resources and skills to come up with a solution. This helps them to become more independent and to develop the ability to think for themselves. It also helps them to develop the ability to take risks and to be creative in their problem-solving. Self-reliance is an important part of Jewish teachings, and it is important to teach children to be independent and to take responsibility for their own actions. Teaching children to be self-reliant helps them to develop the skills and confidence to make their own decisions and to take responsibility for their actions. It also helps them to develop problem-solving skills and to be creative in their problem-solving. Teaching children to be self-reliant is an important part of helping them to become successful and independent adults. Main idea number 4. The power of rituals. Rituals are an important part of Jewish teachings, and they can be used to help children learn important values and lessons. Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of using rituals to teach children to be responsible for their own actions and to take ownership of their mistakes. Rituals are an important part of Jewish teachings, and they can be used to help children learn important values and lessons. Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of using rituals to teach children to be responsible for their own actions and to take ownership of their mistakes. Rituals can be used to help children understand the consequences of their actions and to learn to make better decisions in the future. Rituals can also be used to help children develop a sense of self-discipline and to learn to respect the rules and regulations of their community. Rituals can also be used to help children develop a sense of self-confidence and to learn to trust their own judgment. Through rituals, children can learn to take risks and to be open to new experiences. Rituals can also be used to help children develop a sense of gratitude and appreciation for the blessings in their lives. By participating in rituals, children can learn to appreciate the beauty and complexity of the world around them. Rituals can also be used to help children develop a sense of connection to their community and to the larger world. Through rituals, children can learn to appreciate the diversity of cultures and beliefs and to respect the differences between people. Rituals can also be used to help children develop a sense of belonging and to understand the importance of being part of a larger community. Rituals can be a powerful tool for teaching children important values and lessons. By participating in rituals, children can learn to be responsible for their own actions and to take ownership of their mistakes. They can also learn to take risks, to trust their own judgment, and to appreciate the beauty and complexity of the world around them. Through rituals, children can learn to be part of a larger community and to respect the differences between people. Main idea number 5. The value of respect. Respect is an important part of Jewish teachings, and it is important to teach children to respect themselves and others. Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of teaching children to be respectful of themselves and others, and to treat others with kindness and compassion. Respect is an important part of Jewish teachings, and it is important to teach children to respect themselves and others. Respect is not only about treating others with kindness and compassion, but also about understanding and appreciating the differences between people. Respect is about recognizing the value of each individual and their unique perspectives and experiences. Respect is also about understanding that everyone has the right to their own opinions and beliefs, and that it is important to listen to and consider the opinions of others. Respect is about treating others with dignity and respect, and understanding that everyone deserves to be treated with kindness and respect. Teaching children to be respectful of themselves and others is an important part of Jewish teachings. It is important to teach children to be mindful of their words and actions, and to think before they speak or act. It is also important to teach children to be respectful of the opinions and beliefs of others, and to be open to learning from different perspectives. Respect is about understanding that everyone has the right to their own opinions and beliefs, and that it is important to listen to and consider the opinions of others. Respect is an important part of Jewish teachings, and it is important to teach children to respect themselves and others. Respect is not only about treating others with kindness and compassion, but also about understanding and appreciating the differences between people. Respect is about recognizing the value of each individual and their unique perspectives and experiences. Respect is also about understanding that everyone has the right to their own opinions and beliefs, and that it is important to listen to and consider the opinions of others. Respect is about treating others with dignity and respect, and understanding that everyone deserves to be treated with kindness and respect. Main idea number 6. The power of gratitude. Gratitude is an important part of Jewish teachings, and it is important to teach children to be thankful for what they have. Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of teaching children to be grateful for the blessings in their lives, and to appreciate the good things that they have. Gratitude is an important part of Jewish teachings, and it is important to teach children to be thankful for what they have. Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of teaching children to be grateful for the blessings in their lives, and to appreciate the good things that they have. Gratitude is a way of recognizing the good in our lives, and it can help us to be more mindful of the blessings that we have. It can also help us to be more appreciative of the people in our lives, and to recognize the good that they do for us. Gratitude can also help us to be more mindful of our own actions, and to be more aware of how our actions can affect others. Teaching children to be grateful can help them to develop a sense of appreciation for the world around them. It can also help them to be more mindful of their own actions, and to be more aware of how their actions can affect others. Teaching children to be grateful can also help them to develop a sense of self-worth, and to recognize the value of their own contributions to the world. Gratitude can also help children to develop a sense of empathy, and to be more aware of the needs of others. Gratitude is an important part of Jewish teachings, and it is important to teach children to be thankful for what they have. Teaching children to be grateful can help them to develop a sense of appreciation for the world around them, and to be more mindful of their own actions. It can also help them to be more aware of how their actions can affect others, and to develop a sense of empathy. Teaching children to be grateful can help them to recognize the value of their own contributions to the world, and to be more mindful of the blessings that they have. Main idea number 7. The value of generosity. Generosity is an important part of Jewish teachings, and it is important to teach children to be generous and to share with others. Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of teaching children to be generous and to share their blessings with others, and to be kind and compassionate to those in need. Generosity is an important part of Jewish teachings, and it is important to teach children to be generous and to share with others. Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of teaching children to be generous and to share their blessings with others, and to be kind and compassionate to those in need. Generosity is not only about giving away material possessions, but also about giving of one's time, energy, and attention. It is important to teach children to be generous with their time, to volunteer in their community, and to help those in need. Generosity also involves being generous with one's words, being kind and encouraging to others, and being willing to forgive and forget. Generosity is a way of showing love and appreciation for others, and it is an important part of Jewish teachings. Generosity is also about being generous with oneself. It is important to teach children to be generous with themselves, to take care of their own needs, and to be kind and compassionate to themselves. Generosity is about being generous with one's own resources, and to be willing to give of oneself in order to help others. Generosity is also about being generous with one's own emotions, and to be willing to forgive and to let go of grudges. Generosity is a way of showing love and appreciation for oneself, and it is an important part of Jewish teachings. Main idea number 8. The power of humility. Humility is an important part of Jewish teachings, and it is important to teach children to be humble and to recognize their own limitations. Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of teaching children to be humble and to recognize their own limitations, and to be open to learning from others. Humility is an important part of Jewish teachings. It is important to teach children to be humble and to recognize their own limitations. Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of teaching children to be humble and to recognize their own limitations, and to be open to learning from others. Humility is a powerful tool that can help children to develop self-confidence and self-respect. It can also help them to understand that they are not the center of the universe and that there are other people in the world who have different perspectives and experiences. Humility can also help children to develop empathy and compassion for others. It can help them to recognize that everyone has something to offer and that everyone has something to learn. It can also help them to recognize that everyone has strengths and weaknesses, and that it is important to be open to learning from others. Humility can also help children to recognize that everyone is unique and that everyone has something to contribute to the world. Humility can also help children to develop resilience and to be able to cope with difficult situations. It can help them to recognize that failure is part of life and that it is important to learn from mistakes and to keep trying. Humility can also help children to recognize that they are not perfect and that it is important to accept criticism and to learn from it. The power of humility is an important lesson for children to learn. It can help them to develop self-confidence, empathy, and resilience. It can also help them to recognize that everyone has something to offer and that everyone has something to learn. Teaching children the power of humility can help them to become more self-reliant and to be able to cope with difficult situations. Main idea number 9. The value of education. Education is an important part of Jewish teachings, and it is important to teach children to be lifelong learners. Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of teaching children to be lifelong learners, and to strive to learn and grow throughout their lives. Education is an important part of Jewish teachings, and it is important to teach children to be lifelong learners. Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of teaching children to be lifelong learners, and to strive to learn and grow throughout their lives. This means that education should not be seen as a one-time event, but rather as an ongoing process of learning and growth. Jewish teachings also emphasize the importance of teaching children to think critically and to question the world around them. This encourages children to develop their own opinions and to think for themselves, rather than simply accepting what they are told. In addition, Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of teaching children to be responsible and to take ownership of their own learning. This means that children should be encouraged to take initiative and to be proactive in their learning. They should be taught to take responsibility for their own learning and to be accountable for their own actions. This encourages children to take ownership of their own education and to strive to reach their full potential. Finally, Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of teaching children to be compassionate and to care for others. This means that children should be taught to be kind and understanding to those around them, and to be respectful of different cultures and beliefs. This encourages children to be open-minded and to be accepting of others, regardless of their differences. Overall, Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of education and the value of lifelong learning. Education should be seen as an ongoing process of learning and growth, and children should be encouraged to take ownership of their own learning and to be responsible for their own actions. Additionally, children should be taught to be compassionate and to care for others, and to be open-minded and accepting of different cultures and beliefs. Main idea number 10. The power of forgiveness. Forgiveness is an important part of Jewish teachings, and it is important to teach children to forgive themselves and others. Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of teaching children to forgive themselves and others, and to be open to reconciliation and healing. Forgiveness is an important part of Jewish teachings, and it is important to teach children to forgive themselves and others. Jewish teachings emphasize the importance of teaching children to forgive themselves and others, and to be open to reconciliation and healing. Forgiveness is a powerful tool that can help children learn to cope with difficult emotions, such as anger, guilt, and shame. It can also help children learn to accept responsibility for their actions and to move forward in a positive direction. When teaching children about forgiveness, it is important to emphasize that it is not about condoning bad behavior, but rather about understanding that mistakes are part of life and that everyone makes them. It is also important to emphasize that forgiveness is not about forgetting, but rather about understanding and accepting that mistakes have been made and that it is possible to move forward in a positive direction. It is also important to emphasize that forgiveness is not a one-time event, but rather a process that takes time and effort. It is important to teach children that forgiveness is a journey, and that it is important to be patient and understanding as they work through the process. Finally, it is important to emphasize that forgiveness is not about letting someone off the hook, but rather about understanding that everyone makes mistakes and that it is possible to move forward in a positive direction.